Hi, it's Friday, May 3rd, 2024. Happy Friday, friends. We made it. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. A real quick look at all the headlines. If you're new here, welcome. Just a quick and efficient look at everything across the board, and it starts right now. All right, well, this one has dominated the news all week, so I'll begin with it again. Yesterday, President Biden addressed those campus protests for the first time. I'll recap his speech for you. He said that despite these pro-Palestinian protests, his support for Israel has not changed. And while he defended the right to free speech, he called for peaceful protests. He said, quote, "We are not a lawless country. We're a civil society, and order must prevail." And an updated number I saw this morning, according to the Associated Press, more than 2,100 people have been arrested on college campuses in recent weeks. Let's go! All right, okay, getting into sports here. The WNBA preseason gets started tonight. That means Caitlin Clark will make her debut on the court as a member of the Indiana Fever. They play the Dallas Wings. It's a very short preseason, though, with the first game of the 2024 season coming on Tuesday the 14th, so very soon. In the NBA, a quick update on the playoffs. Last night, the Knicks beat the 76ers in a very close game to move on. The Knicks will now face the Pacers in the conference semifinals. The Pacers eliminated the Bucks last night. And last thing here, the Kentucky Derby is happening tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th. And I don't know how long you've been listening to this podcast, but I have a tradition of picking a horse. I know nothing about horse racing, and I've never picked the right horse, but I'm looking at the list right now, and I'm going to go with Mystic Dan. You heard it here first. Mystic Dan for the win. You can watch the Kentucky Derby on NBC and Peacock. Oh, and Sunday, one last thing. Sorry, don't forget about The Roast of Tom Brady on Netflix, Sunday night. All right, moving on to some entertainment headlines. The biggest headlines in the entertainment world right now all have to do with Britney Spears. First, her name was trending yesterday after officially finalizing her divorce with Sam Asghari. Then the story was an ambulance was called to the Chateau Marmont following some incident involving Britney. Certain outlets were saying she got into a fight with her new boyfriend, Paul. But Britney used Instagram later in the day to call that fake news. She said she felt completely harassed by the paramedics showing up. And then late last night, she posted a video of her swollen ankle, and she said she hurt herself dancing. We just wish her well. This is a sad one. Maddie Beloy, a popular TikToker that documented her battle with cancer, has passed away at the age of 26. She was a kindergarten teacher who would post these candid confessions, and her journey reached millions of people. Her fiance said that she passed away peacefully while surrounded by love. Halle Berry was on Capitol Hill yesterday talking about women's health, specifically menopause. There's a bill looking to get more funding and resources for women going through menopause. She was out there talking about that. Now, something a little lighter here. The French dictionary just added a handful of names. Some of those names are Beyoncé. Makes sense. Beyoncé sounds French. LeBron James. Sounds kind of French. Kate Blanchett. Yeah. And Christopher Nolan. Those folks are among 40 names that were just added to the French dictionary. Right on to some movie and TV news. First, we'll start with a look at the new movies out this weekend, new things to watch. The big one is The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. That's expected to have a huge opening, really kind of like the start of the summer movie season. Maya Hawke from Stranger Things is in a new movie called Wildcat. Her dad, Ethan Hawke, directed it. On Netflix, Jerry Seinfeld's long-awaited movie about Pop-Tarts is finally out today. It's called Unfrosted. They're like 200 recognizable names in this movie. It's going to be big. Another movie coming this summer is Deadpool and Wolverine. And there's a rumor out there right now that Wesley Snipes is going to be back as his old Marvel character Blade. It's been 20 years since he was Blade. This isn't confirmed, just a rumor for now. But Deadpool and Wolverine is out in July. Emma Stone and Nathan Fielder, who just starred together in the show The Curse, are reuniting for a movie. It's going to be about that 2022 chess scandal in which a player was accused of cheating by using a vibrating device that was inserted in his butt. In TV news, SNL just announced their last couple episodes of season 49. Next weekend, Maya Rudolph will be back at her old workplace to host the show with Vampire Weekend doing the music. And then the following weekend, it's going to be Jake Gyllenhaal and Sabrina Carpenter. So one of Taylor Swift's exes and her best friend. Just a reminder, tomorrow night on SNL, it's going to be Dua Lipa doing both of those jobs, hosting and music. Netflix just dropped a teaser for season 6 of Cobra Kai, the 6th and final season. The season's actually going to be released in 3 different parts. Part 1 is coming in July. And speaking of final seasons, ABC just renewed The Conners for one last season. The 7th and final season of The Conners coming soon. And Rosie O'Donnell has joined the cast of And Just Like That for season 3. She's playing a woman named Mary. Season 3 of that show is coming next year to HBO. This show is supported by AG1. About 45 minutes ago, I mixed myself a glass of AG1. It's how I start every single morning. One scoop of AG1 into a glass of water, stir it up, and I'm good to go. I replaced my first cup of coffee with it years ago. Never look back. It gives me energy and immune support. Really, it's the way we should all be starting our day, in my opinion. I honestly think about it while I'm laying in bed. My alarm goes off and AG1 is my motivation to get up. That sounds crazy, but it's true. And I'm so thankful that they've been a sponsor of this show for as long as they have been. They were my first sponsor and they're still here. My ride or die. When you're ready to join me, here's how you get this deal. You can try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription. But you have to go to drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. Hey, on to music. We'll start with some of the new music out this weekend. New Music Friday. First, the big one, Dua Lipa, doing SNL this weekend. Her new album, Radical Optimism, is officially out now. Sia has a new album called Reasonable Woman. She has a track with Paris Hilton on there that's out now. Willow, as in Willow Smith, has a new record, and it's categorized as jazz. She's done pop, some pop punk stuff, and now this is a slightly more grown-up sound for Willow. Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign are supposedly dropping a new album today, but who knows? Kanye's not very punctual with these things. Vultures 2 might be out today. In country, Tennille Arts has a new album. It's called To Be Honest. And the bands Better Than Ezra and POD both have new ones out today as well. In other news, this is a big one that broke yesterday. TikTok and Universal Music Group just settled their royalty dispute. They've agreed to a new licensing deal. The label's music has returned to the platform. That includes songs from Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Drake, and a bunch more. In concert news, SZA had a wild show in Australia. I saw some video of her on stage while fans were throwing all sorts of stuff at her. Phones, shoes. Not cool. While she was on stage, she said, "I will leave. Do not throw up any cell phones. I am a person. That's crazy." I agree. Concert etiquette has just gone down big time. And lastly, in other concert news, yesterday the Rolling Stones played the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival after 2 previously failed attempts. They were supposed to play this fest back in 2019, but Mick Jagger needed heart surgery, so they dropped off. And then they were scheduled again in 2021, but COVID kept that from happening. Third time's a charm. They finally hit that stage yesterday. All right, just a few additional headlines here before we part ways for the weekend. Former President Trump was back in court yesterday, the 10th day of the hush money trial. Apparently, there was a secret recording played yesterday, one that his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, captured of the two of them talking about a payment made to a woman named Karen McDougal. Testimony resumes this morning. In health news, in case you missed this one, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force just released new mammogram guidelines. They now urge all women to get screened every other year, starting at age 40. The previous recommendation was for women at age 50. They've dropped that 10 years, which is great. Prevention is key. Talk to your healthcare providers. In food and drink news, Starbucks, they're finally hopping on the boba train. If you're not familiar with boba, it's those little tapioca balls at the bottom of some tea drinks. And this summer, Starbucks is introducing something called Popping Pearls, which is basically boba. And lastly, I always end with something positive or uplifting. And technically, this one's another sports story, but it's so good. Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles is in the news. I saw this and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it. He just donated $200,000 to a handful of Philadelphia schools for the installation of 300 new air conditioning units. What a guy. I mean, it's May. It's getting warmer out, and a ton of kids won't have to be dangerously uncomfortable while at school. That's really great. Jalen Hurts helping big time, $200,000 out of his own pocket. I'd love to see it. And the show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay, all right. Thank you for being here, friends. Always appreciate the support. You can leave a review, rate and review wherever you get your podcast, blah, blah, blah. Do whatever you can to help the show, okay? Small, independent show. I love doing it, and I'm glad you're here. I'm back next week. Have a great weekend. Cinco de Mayo is on Sunday. My son's birthday party is on Sunday. I'm back Monday. We'll do this all again, okay?
Please tell your friends about this show.